Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
You've got to do that when you've got Rugby League royalty on the phone. The great Freddie Fittler. Welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL, my good friend Brad Fittler.
Good afternoon, gent.
Most importantly, Freddie, before we get to the football, mate, how are you going as a barista? How's your coffee making going? Is it improving? I'm getting mixed reports.
Well, I drink long blacks, so long blacks are quite easy to make, and I just stick to them at the moment. So I'm just perfecting what I know.
Where is the actual coffee outlet at, Freddie?
Down at Warriewood, mate, not far from where we live, over the northern beaches. I've got to say, small business, hard work.
Yeah.
I don't work there. I eat there. But Jesus, I commend all those out there ripping into a small business. Good on you.
Well, you're taking on Ryan Girdler, eh?
Yeah, Girds is actually two suburbs up. He's cleaning up the whole northern beaches, Girds. He's just ruling the northern beaches supreme with his organic stuff.
Hey, Freddie, you know when, obviously Origin's your priority, but, mate, your old club and your first club, Penrith, is a bit sad what's happening out there at the moment.
Yeah, it is, Gordy. I think if you go back to last year and Anthony Griffin was moved on, and then the way the new coach came to the club, and the innuendo about players and staff, and you can really see that no one's working together. And when you look at the footy team, they look like they're not working together. So, to Jack Gibson, and you get your club and your team, you know, what's the saying? If you've got the
front office in order.
Winning starts in the front office.
In order, everything else just follows. So, I think Penrith need to just get everything sorted, calm down, and start working together.
Well, speaking of things getting sorted, Freddie, how close are you now? I know you don't like to say anything until after everybody gets through the last round healthy. But if you picked the side tonight, if you had to pick the side tonight, would you be comfortable that you've got 17 sorted, or is there still some up for grabs?
Yeah, there's still a couple there, Kenny. This bloke, obviously, we've got Tommy was injured, and then a few blokes' form has seen them put into the second division, Canterbury Cup and the Queensland Cup. So there's a few things to talk about, and obviously Jack DeBellin's not playing at the moment either, so... But I feel like our main players and our senior players are in really good nick. And I feel like we can come up with a team that can win.
Well, obviously, the follow-up to that question is when your main players, your half and your 5/8, are you settled there?
No, actually, I wouldn't say settled. But when I talk to Danny and Brandy, we're all on the same page and... We're all pretty confident the way we're thinking at the moment, but like you said, we've still got a week to go, and not only injury, performances are still very important to us at the moment. And if we go to last year, it came down to the last game where we basically came up with three players in the last week. So not that that's the case this year, but what it did do, it I reckon it just taught us a bit of a lesson that patience can be key in these situations.
Hey, Freddie, how hard is it to pick the right combination, to pick the hard team? I saw Laurie Daly saying that's your biggest challenge this year and the coaching is the second part of it. Is it hard for you this year to pick a side that you think's going to win?
Yeah, I heard you just talking about Penrith and the coach. And obviously the coach plays a big role. Origin's a little bit different again to club football. And obviously club football coach is a very, very demanding job. But picking the right team, Gordy, is everything.
Yep.
You pick the right team and your job's made so much easier. And, obviously there's some organisation and getting all that right. And you've got to be mindful and be aware of whether it's behaviour or different things that can happen in a camp. But you pick the right players and, you're 80% there.
When do you know you've got the right team, Freddie?
Well, just before I... Just as I got the job, went down and saw Craig Bellamy. I was at Brett Finch's wedding and I sort of cornered Craig Bellamy for as long as I could before he called security on me. And you know, the thing I got out of that conversation, he said, you know, you just got to follow your guts. And it's something I try to do in life and try to do in a lot of different situations. And that's what I'm doing at the moment, is just being patient. And your guts normally tells you what's right. If you give it long enough, it'll tell you. So that's what I do.
Freddie, you touched on the fact that last season you actually utilised right up until that final round to select the side. Just take us back. I'm pretty sure you actually had Ryan James, didn't you, in the 17, or certainly in the extended squad. And then David Clemmer came out and ripped the door off the hinges against the Tigers, I think it was, and virtually forced his way into the side. Is that right?
Yeah, that was the case. It was the Penrith St George game as well, where I went out and watched that. And I think Penrith went to... That got them to the lead of the competition. And then David Clemmer, yeah, we had so many rookies in the team, and we're sort of dying for, especially a front row or someone, to jump out and, you know, and just sort of grab the jumper. And it was actually Clemmer on that last game. So the patience was the winner there for sure.
And just on rookies, you must be excited with some of these next generation blokes that are available and coming through, the Cameron Murrays and the Victor Radleys. Do you think we'll see one of those blokes or possibly both there? Or,
well, it's hard to pick both of them. They're both sort of nearly vying for the same position. I think you saw Victor the other night play 80 minutes, make 50 tackles in hooker, which he's not a hooker. You know, in one of the toughest games of the year, he's an incredible competitor, Victor. And, you know, it's only a matter of time when I think the team allows for him to be there, he'll be there, because his attitude is unbelievable. Cam Murray's, he's just so effective at the moment. He's play the balls and his defence, and he's a really special kid. He's 20 years old, and Payne Haas, Bronson Zeri, they're all kids that I've coached all these blokes as well before, which is makes me feel a bit more at ease, so I sort of know what sort of people they are. And I think all the ones we just mentioned then are just they're real good quality characters. So it's only a matter of time before they all start playing for New South Wales, I think.
Yeah, just talking about character, there was a couple of guys, you know, like a few years ago, in Dugan and Ferguson, you know, they got their, you know, but you're never going to play again. The way Ferguson is playing, and it looks like that he's turned himself around, and the season he had at the Roosters, it looks like that he's finally matured off the field. Is he a chance?
Yeah, he is, Gordy. Yeah, characters, everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people change, and, you know, people get better, and people also, you know, lose motivation, and, you know, their footy isn't their priority anymore as well. So the big thing is we just try to take everything in consideration, and without a doubt, what Fergo and Dukes did the year before at New South Wales came into consideration. But then also, like you said, his season last year for the Roosters comes into consideration. Like his season this year, which is periods of brilliance, and then he had an injury to his rib and he got a broken nose. And, you know, his couple of weeks after that have been okay, measuring not his best, so he's still got another week as well. And, you know, he's also up against a kid-off coach as well in Nick Kotrick. So that's going to be a huge decision for us. And we're measuring not settled on that one either, but it's good we've got another week to go.
Freddie, what did you make of Wayne Bennett's comments after the game last night?
Yeah, I love Wayne. I think Wayne's in the best form of his career, I think. The thing I noticed is he sat there with his South Sydney jacket on, and I applaud Wayne nearly more than anyone, that when he's coaching or he's involved in your team or club, that his entire energy and focus is there. And I have no doubt he's just in total support of his halves, and his halves are going absolutely brilliant. The fact is that his hooker is also most, you know, he's 99%, as long as he gets through fit, going to be our hooker. So he's obviously speaking a lot of sense. But I can't take that much advice as gospel when Wayne's trying to help New South Wales beat Queensland. So
I've got to weigh it all up
that, which I just love. I think he's in great form, Wayne. I think when he's like this and he's a bit jovial and he's trying to direct people's attention, I think he's at his best. So he's using all his experience at the moment.
I just think that's what he's trying to do because he thinks he's got a premiership side, and if those two guys make it, if those three guys make it, it might be the confidence that they need at the end of the year.
100%.
Yeah.
And also he's sort of weighing in on, you know, if we pick Nathan Cleary, then if Nathan hears all those comments, you know, maybe Nathan won't come in with confidence, and, you know, it's an advantage to Queensland. So he's at a wind of nothing at the moment, Wayne. He's smiling. He's just fire.
Freddie, what about what he raised last night, though, and James Graham raised it earlier in the week, that you can pick forwards out of form because they can go in and as an effort position, surrounded by other quality players, you pick your effort up and off you go, you're suddenly back in form, but you can't do it with your halves. Halves is a different position, and you need to be going into the game already feeling confident.
Yeah, but you can also look at the other way, where if you're a half coming from a team where your forwards aren't having a go, then you're going to get no good footy. And if you have a look at his stats, Nathan, he had 20 runs, the most runs in the whole team. He ran for more metres than every other forward in his team, bar James Tarmail. You know, he made 20-odd tackles. He missed two. One was crucial on Nikorima when he took a dummy. But, you know, he's outplaying every one of his forwards.
Mm.
So I think you can sort of take that how you like it, that the way James has looked at it, because as a half, and I was a half, if your forwards aren't absolutely ripping in, I mean, Newcastle are a great example with Mitchell Pearce and Kalyn Ponga. If your forwards aren't ripping in, then you can't do anything. And if you look at the Nathan Cleary situation, what he's trying to do is play like a forward, which isn't helping them, but taking nothing away from his character.
Hmm. So when do you guys next meet then?
Mate, we're meeting on the phone every day. Yeah, I love it. And Fitzy's involved now. Fitzy's just your footy head from heaven. So if you ever need a fix of footy, just call Fitzy. And at the moment, he's I'm loving chatting to me, good man Fitzy, because, you know, he can back it up with...
He's like Hiram Hubbard.
Exactly, the 25 hours of video he's watched every day as well. So he's got... He's like Hiram Hubby, but he's gone and done the plumbing and the electrical course, and he's the ultimate tradesman, Fitz.
Freddie, what are you anticipating from Queensland?
Well, you know, I think 2 months ago, everyone's going, poor Queensland. And then I actually looked at the site on TV today when I was doing the footy show, and, mate, it's a cracking site. You know, I think they've got some, you know, like me, I'm thinking that, you know, if they pick the real right team, they're going to be very hard. And I think Maguire's fitness, Cherry Evans' fitness could be key to them. But they've got the, you know, Ponga and Munster as strike, Hunt. And then they've got all these forwards. Papali, Napa played fantastic last night. Wallace played his best game of the season. Jai Arrow was brilliant. So, you know, I just think everyone thought last year that New South Wales was just going to roll into this dominance, and I don't think they've quite looked at the Queensland team and how good it is. We have got an unbelievable challenge. The fact Brisbane's our first game and then Perth. We had our best case scenario last year, which we had Melbourne leading into Sydney, where we have a great record in Melbourne. So, and this is a huge challenge for us.
What's the most dangerous thing for New South Wales as far as Queensland go? What's already starting to worry you?
I just got to get the selection right. Now, I think, like I said about the advice from Craig Bellamy, we've got to get it right. You know, obviously Nathan comes up in the conversation, and Adam Reynolds, and there's a few other halfback. Chad Townsend's been brilliant. So, you know, getting that right. We're all pretty new to this game as well, from a point of view of selecting teams and coaching, and you know, just getting that right. And that's the thing that's mostly, it's not so much weighing. I'm really enjoying it. I love it, you know. Just absolutely loving this whole thing, I think. And, yeah, just keen to get it right.
Yeah, well, see, that's what I was going to ask you. Is it harder this year because of the expectations? And last year you went in not knowing, you know, what was about. Now that you've won and you've got the title back and you know, want to do to Queensland what they did to you guys for so long?
Yeah. Absolutely. And my nature's, I think, to be sort of aloof and quite free and easy. And you know, it's like when you've won, there's a little bit more tension on there, and that's going to be the key. Just go in there with that, you know, great attitude, and you know that'll come off on the players. So, but I feel good, mate. I feel like there's a big chunk of our players are going awesome. I feel like every time we come together as a group, they're enjoying each other's company, which is paramount. And you know, like I said, just looking at these last couple of decisions and getting them right.
All right, Freddie. Best of luck with it, mate. I know you've got plenty of footy to watch, and there's a game kicking off in about 15 minutes. So we'll let you go, and we wish you all the best for the Origin series.
Thanks, fellas.
Good on you. There he is, the New South Wales Origin coach, Brad Fittler.